This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I just wanted to make some comments. And I've said stuff previously, but we are not supporting doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida. No one was more aggressive about getting this out. If you look at all the different points throughout Florida, whether it's a hospital, county health department, a retail pharmacy, a drive-through sites, church sites, all this stuff, it's important. But we always said we want to provide it for all, but mandate it for none. And that was something that while it was advised to take, particularly if you're vulnerable, we were not going to force you to do it. So there was never under discussion any mandates to take vaccines. We will not have COVID vaccines mandated in Florida. The flip side of that, though, with these vaccine passports is it's completely unacceptable for either the government or the private sector to impose upon you the requirement that you show proof of vaccine to just simply be able to participate in normal society.
Bigger and older than the Nazis. Here's what she had to say.
I am, in fact, the survivor of the Holocaust. And the first thing I have to tell you, that even then, nobody told us it was done for our own good. We all knew what was happening. And when I think today, when I see people march, I think of the Yellow Star, which gave everybody liberty to aggress me, to insult me, to call me a carrier of disease.
Oh, my love.
To spit on me, even.
I love you.
I would like to tell you that this is worse. It is more insidious. It concerns more people. There is a hypocrisy in the public narrative that is absolutely unbearable to say that we're doing this to protect the old. I would love to die in a state that gives me freedom to live in here.
It was agreed first that China would have veto power over who even got to be on the mission. Secondly,
and WHO agreed to that.
WHO agreed to that. On top of that, the WHO agreed that in most instances, China would do the primary investigation and then just share its findings with these international experts. So these international experts weren't allowed to do their own primary investigation.
Wait, you're saying that China did the investigation and showed the results to the committee and that was it?
Pretty much that was it. Not entirely, but pretty much that was it. Imagine if we had asked the Soviet Union to do a co-investigation of Chernobyl. It doesn't really make sense.
In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
I came in peace.
I just want to say they gave me Regeneron. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get them.
Yeah.
afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost loss leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrys Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic, 50% off free shipping while supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order, global government isn't coming into view. It is battering us like a giant, fiery battering ram, knocking down, destroying every freedom we've got and annihilating the engines of our prosperity. We are now not entering the New World Order. We are now plunging and sinking deeply into it. Thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide March 30th, 2021 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm extremely honored to be here and to cover this information and to be the tip of the spear with you. Wow. It is official mainstream news that the COVID lockdowns are designed to make us live in our houses and be prisoners to, quote, save the earth from carbon. You know, Debo said it years ago. They had a plan a few months ago. They said how great the lockdowns are, have them permanently to save the earth, have robots deliver us all our food, making us obsolete, depopulating. But now the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Associated Press, without me even looking today, just everywhere are saying, we need to be prisoners and never leave our homes again. I mean, they are just going for full Stockholm Syndrome takeover because they know at least 30% of the public, mainly women, will go under Stockholm Syndrome because it's so authoritarian, they can't believe it's actually happening. And they are going to submit to the tyranny. Nothing against women, but it's known in every psychological study and going back to Rome and Babylon that when an army would take over a city, most of the women within minutes would start fighting for the enemy as soon as it was clear that the enemy had taken over. And they would rat out their husbands, rat out their children, help execute them if they thought it was for the good of the community. That's why when a country's conquered or a place is conquered, you don't kill the women. That's why who was the house slave in Rome? In Africa, who were the house slaves? Africans had as many slaves as anybody. You brought women in the house. You kept the men out in the fields. And that's the system. And so women are going under Stockholm Syndrome. Now, a lot of cucked men are wearing the mask and virtue signaling and wanting to stay in and wanting to get their Uber Eats and wanting to commute because they think it's fun and cute and they drink gallons of soy a day. But this is the total diabolical takeover, where, again, it's so over the top on purpose to get a lot of people to be subconsciously scared. So they go, well, this couldn't be a takeover. I'm just going to submit to it. Incredible. I have a stack of just unbelievable COVID-19 news. But just look at this stack, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this that dovetails with it. If you're a radio listener, you can just search into anything I'm saying. You'll pull it up, what the crew does. Look at this. AP, Dear Normal. Were you really that great in the first place? By a Sophie Rosenbaum. This reads like the darkest satire ever written, but it's real. And I'm going to take the time out, even though this is 4 nightmare pages of evil, and I'm going to read the damn thing on air, bottom of the hour. And it says, we're going to lock you in your house, and you're going to love it. And you're only going to leave when we say you can. And it's not about the COVID. It's about the earth. Wow. I mean, wow. They're just going for broke all the way to the end game and not doing the sub-steps, I guess, because the public submitted so beautifully. Whoa. And it shows people in circles and by themselves and, you know, Biden at his rallies with nobody there. This is so, and then they admit later it's about carbon, and I've got all the articles right here admitting that only China will be allowed to go outside, no one else will. I'm just total dystopia, maximum evil, out of the gates, just, wow. So we've got that information right here for you. I'm getting chills just every millisecond right now. And then you've got the fear-mongering CDC director warns of impending doom, destruction, like a hydrogen bomb, she said. I'm scared. Don't come out. Keep your mask on. So did Biden. That's all coming up. But I've been spending usually the first hour on this first. No, let me hit the other big news, because we're caught in a globalist, ultra-massive pincer attack, and it all ties together. What do they hit us with? What's in the Banff, Canada, 2006 world government meeting that was leaked to Lou Dobbs that they confirmed was real? That I made the film Endgame based on a lot of it. It's almost a three-hour film. About 20 minutes is on that. They said, we'll use the threat of a virus, then a lockdown that causes migrant refugee surges, and that'll put the UN in charge because we control the third world countries and the refugee centers, and the countries have signed on to treaties where the UN controls the refugees and we take directives from the UN. Trump, 1 year into office, got us out of that. Biden signed it back in on day three. So we are under, officially, UN control of our borders. And that leads us to this. I wanted to pull this article up from a few years ago just to document why this is all happening. Revealed UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants by 2050. 73% population would be immigrants or their descendants. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? You see that right there? Oh, but when we did that, Snopes said it wasn't true. Here's the UN.org, where the documents come from. Replacement migration is a solution to declining and aging populations. Here's the actual UN document, the UN Migration Pact, that Obama signed us onto, that we are now under, because Trump pulled us out. They put us back in. It's all right there. Isn't that interesting? And we're going to tie it into the huge news when we come back on the other side. Our team has only been in South Texas for about 27 hours. They've already found a giant new center that can hold 20,000 people at least being built. They found other centers being built and have already documented four other giant known centers that have people stacked on top of each other like cordwood. And then we saw a Daily Call report saying, oh, there are hundreds of illegals with their children and others and unaccompanied children at the airport in South Texas, loading onto planes with no ID, loading onto planes with bags of cash and envelopes of cash, controlled by the Democratic Party, being sent all over the United States to disappear into God knows what, in countervention of federal and state law. Which Biden hadn't signed an executive order that can be overturned by courts. They haven't changed the federal law. This is all lawlessness on purpose. And he said, surge the border. Yeah, there's incredible drone footage that our team just shot yesterday. And they're so busy collating all of this that it's in the Owen Schroyer war room section. But I'm going to create a border in crisis or border under invasion section at Band.Video today. In fact, get the guys that are over Band.Video, the IT guys, are the ones that create the new section. Rob Dew was up until 8 at night. He can do it, but he's not here yet. I understand he's busy. So I meant to do that before I went live today. Get them over here right now. We've got to create that border invasion site so we can say, you know, drone exclusive, drone footage of giant new UN invasion migrant center being built. And just all the, and they've got them on hover boats and our team out there just absolutely kicking ass. The problem is it's all being dumped on the Owen Schroyer channel, which is popular, but nothing compared to our shows, nothing compared to InfoWars.com. So don't hide your light under a bushel. Everybody go to Band.video, the War Room section, download the videos, re-upload them other places. And it's key to not give us credit or YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter will ban you. It is key when you grab our videos and share them, don't use our names. We don't care about the credit. We care about saving the country and the planet. Oh, my gosh. And there's a huge article that we're not hiding the light under a bushel at InfoWars.com. We're going to cover when we come back. Breaking: Biden building giant child smuggling center at Texas border. That video. And then this one. Flights from South Texas packed with illegals carrying aid envelopes report. Illegal aliens, they call them migrants, which is a UN Third World Invasion force, receiving wads of cash, flying without ID, witnesses say. Well, I thought, well, that's in the Daily Caller. That's at NewsWars.com. We're 20 miles from that airport. So we went there, bought tickets, got into the airport area, and documented it. It's coming up. Exclusive video, InfoWars.com. Illegal immigrants with envelopes of cash seen at airport flying around the U.S. Shocking illegal activity caught on camera. Owen Schroyer talks to illegals violating law at behest of...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show is live from the UN invasion point on the Texas-Mexico border. The live link is posted at Infowars.com, fan.video, and newswars.com. Coming up, Paul Joseph Watson will host the fourth hour today. Always informative and powerful. Troyer again is on the border right now. I want to read you some of these headlines, and then we're going to be getting Owen to pop in later in the second hour as well. Incredible exclusive drone footage, because the media is hardly even down there, of these giant facilities they're building. Incredible footage of just hundreds of trucks going in every 30 minutes, building these huge facilities, mushrooming all over the place. I'm going to be down there in a few days with an aircraft getting more documentation to give you a high-altitude look, just to give you an idea of how many of these are mushrooming up. It is all illegal. Here's the big takeaway. And so many times I ask the audience to do this, and you do a great job, but so many other times I've learned to just get on the phone and call national talk show host and call folks that run big national websites like Gateway Pundit. And I did that this morning, and I said to Jim Hoff, who's amazing, and I know Congress pays more attention to his site than even us. And I said, obviously it's important that they are taking illegals, they're taking unaccompanied children with no documentation by the thousands a day, processing them in less than 24 hours, violating federal law, and then just releasing them with bags of cash and no ID at the airport and ordering the TSA to let them violate federal law and regulations and get on airplanes. And that Obama hasn't signed an executive order. And again, I keep having a Freudian slip because he is O'Biden, Obama's puppet. Biden has not signed an executive order. Obama didn't do it 8 years ago when he got in all the trouble. And even they had a Senate report saying it was illegal and they smuggled tens of thousands of children into the hands, out of the millions, of sex traffickers. And then the FBI announced 2 days ago they're waiving all background checks for the people at the facilities and the foster homes where they're sent. So they're coming in, no ID, not with their parents in many cases, as young as 2 years old. They're being put on buses and airplanes and flown to be picked up by random people and never to be seen again. But then separately you'll hear, national Amber Alert, 12-year-old girl grabbed out of her backyard. Massive manhunt shuts down two counties as they search the grid for the kidnapper. But then you've got massive deaths, massive numbers of dead women and children found by the thousands on the border. Look it up. And it's just, oh, that's not going to be a news item. That's not going to be a story. So here's the headline right here, out of town hall, FBI waives background check requirements for those housing unaccompanied minors. UN reveals plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. That's posted in the live show feed today, that full article. Border surge expected to last months. It's never going to end, ladies and gentlemen. As more people see they're allowed to come in, as they see O'Biden saying come into the country, surge the border, it's going to happen. Biden building giant child smuggling center at Texas border. We're talking holds 20,000 people. Here's the original article from NewsWars.com. Flights from South Texas packed with illegals carrying aid envelopes, reports. So instead of just having photos, we sent the crew in and we got the footage. You're about to see exclusive video. Illegal immigrants with envelopes of cash seen at airport flying around the U.S. It's totally illegal. O'Biden cannot just waive the law. The zombie puppet president who stole the election and is cackling witch Kamala, are not allowed to just waive law. The executive orders can be overturned by the courts if they're not based on law. Remember, Trump had the federal law that he could block countries where people don't have proper passports or connected to terrorism, and it took a bunch of courts saying he was wrong to look out the Supreme Court. They said he was right. But that was them battling him over his executive orders. Biden hasn't even done an executive order because he knows it'll get overturned. Instead, he just does it. He just says, surge the border. Like, rob the bank, rape the child, burn down the building, attack the Capitol. I'm not saying that. That's what they're saying. Attack America. Attack the Capitol of freedom. They are just giving those orders out. It's lawless. It's martial law by a dictator. And those aren't words. That's what's happened. Look at this headline. Illegal alien hit with rape, murder charges, and killing of newborn baby. But it won't be like when it's an American baby or a white baby killed. He killed his own child, so he's going to get in trouble. Raped his own son to death, buried him in the backyard. He'd already been involved in a bunch of crimes. Sanctuary cities kept letting him go over and over again. He lived in a sanctuary city in California, and the police wanted to arrest him, but they couldn't because they said he's above the law. So he raped and killed his son with enjoyment. NBC scanning. Oh, yeah, the son was a baby, too, 2 years old. But that's okay because, I mean, I guess his skin's a little brown, so it's all right. NBC scanning 17,000 hours of WWE content looking for racist material. Well, thank God that's going on. That'll fix it. And they're teaching students all over the world that being a boy is inherently bad and you're a rapist. This is all just mass mind control and radical race theory. Here's part of the Owen Schroyer report from the airport in South Texas on the border last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, and we are in McAllen, Texas, at an airport in Hidalgo, Texas, where it just came out, and we have the story at newswars.com. Flights from South Texas packed with illegals carrying aid envelopes, according to reports. Now, this just broke this evening on Monday, March 29th. And so we just got this information about 2.5 hours ago. So immediately we figured, well, let's get into the airport and let's see if we can find this happening in live time. Without but 3 hours of notice to try to find this. Here's just a brief preview of what we got. This is an original photo from me that I just got. And the family, it was a family of four that had this. And it was filled with stuff. I don't know what. This was from a family of four. As you can see, it has their flights and the airports and everything on it. Now, when I went up to try to talk to them, I realized that they can't speak English. And so we had to kind of speak a little Spanish. We had a video of this. We're going to post it to band.video. And basically, they were just trying to figure out where their flight is, what gate they go to. So I had to show them. I said, oh, let me see your envelope. I'll show you what gate we go to. I pointed them in the right direction.
Photos.
Yeah, photos.
Yes. Sí.
Sí.
Thank you. Gracias.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys.
God bless.
This is your flight right here. You're going to Las Vegas. Yeah, right here.
Not only did we have this family, but I believe we found two other envelopes, correct?
Two of the
three?
Groups.
Yeah, so this is the last flight out of McAllen into Las Vegas. We got into the airport last minute. This is a buzzer beater shot. And we found three envelopes, just as described in the story from News Wars, with numbers, flights, information, everything on it. And so it appears that these people are actually maybe heading towards Salt Lake. And so that's where they're going to Vegas and then tomorrow to Salt Lake. And again, they couldn't speak English. It was a family of four. And they're coming in. Something's in that envelope. They seemed lost, quite frankly. And we were wondering, because they were kind of looking around suspiciously. We were like, oh, are they onto us trying to hide the envelope? No, they're just lost. They just didn't know what they were doing. Because they're in a foreign country, they don't speak the language, and all they have is this envelope with who knows what in it.
All right, more of the report, hell, 20 minutes of it, is up at band.video in the Owen Schroyer section and at InfoWars.com. And the big story that I just mentioned to you, exclusive footage of the illegal aliens being dumped right into the United States and then put on airplanes illegally. I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emmerich's Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emmerich's Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You kept us on air, but these are great products you need, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to a Frontline Report. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I am at total information overload. Our team down on the Texas-Mexico border at the UN invasion site is just knocking these reports in hover boats on the river, on the Rio Grande, out of the park, drones over giant sprawling facilities that hold 20,000 people, with dozens of other huge facilities overflowing, stacked with children. This is probably 10 times the biggest invasion ever. Airports just swollen with masses of people, with envelopes of cash being flown to God knows where with no ID, all the law being waived illegally, the FBI saying no background checks needed to fly, no background checks needed where they're going, men with little babies, men with two or three kids with them. It's just totally insane. Oh, but they want to put up checkpoints when you go to the mall. They want you to have that vaccine before you can go to a sports stadium and have a job. And I'm going to be covering that here in just a moment. But this article, exclusive video, illegal immigrants with envelopes of cash, seen an airport flying around the U.S. And I didn't play the full 17-minute report. I mean, he interviews the people, he talks to them. They're being nice, not sticking cameras in their faces. But we show the families, we show the people, we show the children. And everybody should just go to that particular airport right there that we just listed where it's at. Everybody should go see it for yourself. See, the buses pull up, the people get on, they go through the line. Oh, but when you're going through the line, you got to have an ID because you're a slave. You can be white, you can be black, you can be Hispanic, you can be Asian. You're going to show that ID. But they want these people to exploit, to control, and to be a permanent underclass and to vote for them. Who are they going to vote for when they're disappearing in the Democratic Party into all their NGOs and all their refugee organizations, all these churches and all these Catholic churches and all these synagogues whose main business is refugee centers? Nobody's going to the synagogue or the church anymore. They've got big dormitories full of people that they're bringing in, like the shooter that went and killed 10 white people in Boulder so Obama could say it was a white supremacist when he killed them because they were white. And he loved Joe Biden. He loved Biden and Obama. He hated Donald Trump. He hated Alex Jones. He hated America. Another rattlesnake brought in. Now, are these women and children rattlesnakes? No. But they're totally controlled. They'll be put on welfare. They'll be skimmed off the top of the blue cities. It's like in the middle of all these fentanyl areas, all the drug addicts in the skid rows that are everywhere across the country now. Democrats legalize it. The drugs are shipped in. You'll have high-rise buildings right in the middle of it, full of social workers that go and milk the money off all the mentally ill drug addicts and then clean their dead bodies up later, bring in more, get them addicted, get the majority of their welfare. Oh, their favorite's a disabled vet. They'll get upwards of half their disabled check. Make sure the drug dealers and big Escalades are there selling it to them right there. The police are told don't do anything, and they're there just milking the milk cow as people are laid out on the ground. And then when one dies, like George Floyd, now it turns out three times the fentanyl in his body to kill a man. He had fentanyl in his mouth. He was trying to hide it. He'd have been totally dead if he was able to bite into those, but it didn't matter because it needed to burn America. And the media is totally blocking the fact that's coming out in the trial right now. Because if you're going to kill black people all over the world, do secret experimentation on them, you got to pose and act like you actually care about them with Black Lives Matter. If it doesn't want a black family, somebody always wants to help you when they don't want you to have a father in the home, right? They're good people. And their number one mission is to help black men become trans. We're here to help you. We don't want you to have a family, and we want your testicles. Sounds like aliens land. We are demanding your testicles. By the way, it's in the news that there will be no fertility in men by 2045. The UN is celebrating it, and I'm going to cover those articles when we come back next segment. But I wanted to air this because this is CNN doing their whitewash. The headline I saw this morning was, it's not just Tuskegee why blacks don't want to take the vaccines. It's the racism in medicine. So they're trying to change the subject. Let me give you a little newsflash. They didn't just give the poor black people the syphilis. They did it to every poor group they could all over the world, in Eastern Europe, and in Central America and in South America. It's all been declassified. They took poor white kids and radiated them to death in radiation experiments. And Jewish children in Israel called the ringworm children. Many were killed. That was the Jews doing that to them under a U.S. Department of Energy operation. It's to test and see what scientists will do. So it isn't about what color you are. It's about being disadvantaged and the globalists coming after you. And so it doesn't matter if it's a white child or a black child. They're just as valuable in God's eyes. And when we allow this, it's on us, as Christ said. So here's part of CNN's whitewash, having to address why those black people that we love so much just don't trust us. Why is that? Here it is.
do believe in COVID.
Yes, yes.
At Playmakers Barbershop in Atlanta, the tight fades are blended with energetic and sometimes loud discussions about who's the greatest basketball player of all time.
My name was Giannis before the basketball player.
But now COVID-19 stimulus checks and the COVID vaccines are talked about just as passionately.
I really don't trust it because it actually came kind of fast.
Barber Giannis Willis feels strongly that the development of COVID-19 vaccines was rushed and comes with serious side effects.
People that take it, they had Bell palsy.
Outside the shop, James Harris had other concerns.
I know the doctor took it and killed him. And his nurse I know live here, he can kill her.
While the CDC and FDA are looking into those and similar claims around the country, Harrison Willis believes underscore a serious concern for Fulton County Health Director Lynn Paxton and her team, who are fighting the misinformation online about as hard as they're battling the virus itself.
This vaccine is very effective and very safe.
But it's not easy, especially when rumors spread on social media, like posts claiming baseball legend Hank Aaron died from the vaccine because he received his dose publicly days before passing away. He didn't. The Fulton County Medical Examiner says he died from natural causes. But many in Atlanta's black community believe the claim, forcing health officials to speak out.
I think it's just important that we quell these kind of rumors.
Which is why Paxton's team is now distributing information in these communities.
Seek out trusted sources for information about the vaccine. Facebook and your neighbor next door's postings are not trusted sources.
Health officials worry misinformation could complicate the process of getting shots in the arms of black and brown communities. New CDC data from the first month of vaccination.
Here's the latest data. They think about 1 out of 10 to 1 out of 100 reported. 4,000 plus people dead from the vaccines in Europe. Thousands dead here. They're trying to suppress the numbers. And guess what happened? Robert Kennedy Jr. called the family and called the medical examiner. Hank Aaron had no medical exam done. That's a Snopes lie. And guess what? We're going to have that article today, and I'm going to do a report on CNN, and I'm going to show all the numbers of dead, all the adverse reactions, all the admissions, the fact that it's not an approved vaccine. And I'm going to show Marvelous Marvin Hagler. One day after he took the second dose, his organs liquefied. And then I'm going to show a bunch of white people died after they took it. But there they are, lying to you. Robert F. Kennedy wrote like a 20-page article. We posted it a month ago, where he called, quoted the family, quoted everybody. And they said, no, there was no autopsy, no medical examiner. And the medical examiner said, we did not issue a finding. But they tell you that same lie, CNN. That's why they want us off the air, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to call them on their crap. I will shoot a report at the end of the show, documenting all of that. It'll be up at Band.Video by this evening. And I don't care whether somebody's black or whether there's white, you share it with them. I went and got my haircut yesterday. The barbershop just so happens to be pretty much half black now, more than half black, where my grandfather used to get his haircut. And it's mainly a black and Hispanic area. That's where I still go sometimes. And guess what? They were all listeners. There were two black guys, a Hispanic and a white guy. They were all listeners and don't take the vaccine. You're screwed, New World Order. You're screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You can run on for a long
time. If you just joined us,
run on for a long time.
Or you're a new listener, you're like, man, this guy gets upset, this guy talks fast. I don't do that in private. At home, I'm pretty laid back. My friends, I'm pretty laid back. But here on the air, I'm in a war. I mean, I'm not doing this to lose. The enemy's trying to shut us down. They're trying to destroy us everywhere right now. And they are doing things that are illegal, that are criminal, that are destructive, that are exploitive, that are absolutely the most tyrannical crap you could imagine. And it's only going to get worse under this post-human designed into the world as we know it. End of civilization, a post-human world. And I see the media making jokes. Oh, Jones says the world ends in 2030. No, you say the post-human world will be basically beginning to be over by 2030. I've got a stack of articles where you say it just today. So don't pretend you're not a damn crazy death cult with a bunch of weird academics pretending like they're going to be part of the small group that lives. The public plan of the UN is a 90% reduction. A lot of the internal docs have leaked. You're talking about less than 1% of humans left. And that's their plan. Ray Kurzweil, all of them. And so when you're like one of the Google owners or one of the Rothschilds or the Facebook people. I mean, you literally think of everybody else as animals, and they want us out of the way, and they see us as destructive, and they fly over these big, ugly cities, and they go, look at all those ugly people, and they want your ass dead. And my argument's this. I mean, if you know all this and you don't care to stand up for yourself, you deserve to die. But the globalists are not in a position to be the ones to carry it out. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And they're some of the worst people on the planet, so they should be the first to go. When I start seeing Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and all these people hanging themselves, when I start seeing them blow their own brains out on national TV and say, there's too many of us, then I'll give them some respect. But no, 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 no. They want the earth for themselves. So grow up, people. This isn't Alex Jones being shocking. This is the reality of the world. And any of you pretending you're part of the power structure, pretending you're going to be getting out of this, think again. Now I'm going to hit this big story now. But first, listen. This article, exclusive video, illegal immigrants with envelopes of cash seen at airports flying around the United States illegally. I've had them add the word illegal to the article. This is the video. This is not just a few photos on Twitter. This is the video. This is the people being interviewed. So get that article and get it out to everyone you know. Then, think about that CNN report we just aired. I'm going to do a whole piece today with a whole report. I'm going to debunk the whole damn thing. Look at this article. National media pushes vaccine misinformation. Coroner's office never saw Hank Aaron's body. He talked to the coroner's office. He talked to everybody. He put it out. He put the interviews out. They got banned off Instagram and Facebook. Robert Kennedy Jr. for telling the truth. So CNN could lie to you and tell you none of this is going on. Incredible. Now let me show you this, and then I'll hit that article I mentioned, where AP and others are saying, yes, it's about carbon. Yes, humans are evil. Yes, you should never be able to leave your house again. But first, let me just show you this. Because this is extremely, extremely important. It's very simple, but it's very important. Look at this headline, thegatewaypundit.com. President Trump launches new website, www.45office.com. And that's great, because everyone has to get back to the future, back to your own URLs, back to your own video and audio streaming, back to the diversification of the Internet and the freedom of the Internet, instead of letting these big five monsters gobble it all up and control us. And they're buying up almost all the other companies right now. All the little sub-companies we were using to still stay online, they're buying them all. So we're literally like dancing and running across a lava, a river of lava, jumping from stone to stone. And after we jump to each stone, the last stone is disappearing. That's how crazy this is. Look at this. Amazon is still supporting and collecting commission from Alex Jones' storefront. Shut it down. Business Insider yesterday. Before that, Alex Jones is calling for violence, taking him off the Internet. News Times, totally not true. Alex Jones still sells supplements on Amazon despite ban from other platforms, NPR. And it's in the New York Times. It's in everything. And Glenn Greenwald has an article about USA Today doing big articles on making sure they list everywhere that people arrested at the Capitol are and how they're raising money for their defense and hoping their family members lose their jobs, which they are, and then committing suicide. And USA Today, this big, giant, second biggest paper in the U.S., is bullying people, exposing where they live, getting them fired, doxing them, and then when people criticize USA Today, they call themselves a victim. So if an ant says something to Tyrannosaurus Rex, it's a bully while it's being attacked. If you defend yourself, you're a terrorist. And look at this article out of News Times. Alex Jones argues blood on the streets rant against attorney of Newtown families was protected free speech. They just put all this out of context. I didn't say that about that attorney. I said that about whoever tried to plant child porn on us. And the FBI confirmed that somebody tried to plant it on us. They just lie saying I said that when I never said that. So again, ladies and gentlemen, that's how the deception works. And they say that somebody's being violent, so they've got to be silent, when it's the globalists that are violent. The globalists running death camps in China. All of it. And it goes on and on and on. So I'm going to say it again. We are barely on air and fighting as hard as we can. Thank God for our radio affiliates, our TV affiliates. They're all getting incredible ratings having us on. People want the truth. The truth is very popular. I don't want to say it, but if they put me on Fox News, I'd have the ratings of Tucker Carlson just like that. Tucker knows. Everybody knows it. It's not about competition. It's about the truth being popular, as Tucker has said. They're trying to take Tucker off as well. So I need financial support, and I've got items. I've got products you already need. The store-wide free shipping had to end a week ago. But I did free shipping on select items, a whole bunch of them. All the Dr. Jones Naturals, all of the Emrix Essentials, the body wash, the shampoo, the 15 essential oils, the 3 essential oil hand sanitizers that are amazing, the charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste, the mouthwash, the deodorant. It's all 50% off with free shipping, and all the iodine products, X2, X3. All the time I forget to take my own supplements. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's been 2 weeks since I took X2. Started taking X2 a couple days ago, already felt the energy, the clarity, a little bit of brain fog I had from being exhausted and stressed out, just disappeared. It's the good halogen. It's needed for electrochemical activity in the entire body, especially the brain, and it just so happens in your organs, like your sexual organs. So it's so good for your skin, everything. X2, X3, two different combinations, both very important. Deep Earth Crystal, iodine, X2, X3, Deep Earth Crystal, iodine, and two other types of iodine for better absorption for some people. It varies your physiology. You've got to try them both. This is powerful stuff. So check it out. Consult your physician. Those are 50% off free shipping, and the surface spray iodine, the strongest out there, not for ingestion. That's 50% off. And then an X2 via spray bottle so you get better aerosolization in your mouth. That is 50% off as well. That has to end Thursday morning. It will end because a bunch of the items like VasoBeats, Alpha Power, Prostagard sold out. We also have Brain Force Plus, our best-selling nootropic, sold out for 3 months. Back in stock, it is 50% off the free shipping. That's going to have to end as well. So the big mega blowout has to end very soon. Hope you take advantage of it right now. But whatever you do, please pray for the broadcast and please spread the word, because we are fighting as hard as we can. We are swinging for the damn fences here. And as it becomes evident, this isn't a game or a joke. People are going to figure it out. Total censorship online, censorship shitting talk radio, everything's starting to shut down, total economic warfare. The bullies are winning. They're just bulldozing over things. But the resistance is forming. And historically, resistance forms later after the bullying, and we're starting to see the seed sprout and a huge resistance form. That's why the enemy's moving so quick to try to bully and silence everyone. Well, as for us, we're not going to get on our knees and live as slaves. We're going to stand on our hind legs and fight and win or die trying, because it's better to fight on our feet in the information war than to live on our knees as slaves, to quote Zapata, the Mexican revolutionary. So we're going to keep fighting here, keep fighting strong. I got to most of the news I wanted to hit this hour, but I didn't get to the big article that I'll hit as soon as we start the next hour. Dear Normal, AP says, it's time to go away. We all need to stay in our homes for the earth and only leave when authorized and have robots deliver our food. It's the takeover plan writ large. I have all the backup articles. This is next level evil. The enemy is taking the mask off. That is hour number two. So what are we going to do? Hit your email, hit your text messages, hit your Facebook, your Twitter, and say, here's the forbidden link to the show. They're not banning the link yet. It's banthis.tv. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.